This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. A recent report in the Carolina Public Press reveals the FBI launched an intensive investigation of Black Mountain College in the mid-1950s. It was no secret that some of the professors had come under FBI scrutiny at the height of anti-communist paranoia, but a newly discovered document shows, several documents in fact, show for the first time that the college itself was the target of the probe. Black Mountain College was famous for its progressive approach to higher education. It housed some of the greatest thinkers and artists of the time, including Merce Cunningham, John Cage, Robert Creeley, Buckminster Fuller, just to name a few. The avant-garde institution gave birth to a range of innovations, such as Fuller's geodesic dome, Charles Olson's projective verse, as well as some of the first performance art in America. But the FBI was worried about Black Mountain College, which its report called a very unusual type of school. Investigative journalist John Elliston wrote about the Bureau's probe and joins us now. Welcome back, John.
Hi, Frank.
For those of us who don't know or don't remember what Black Mountain College was, tell us a little bit about that institution.
It was, as you described it, a real incubator of the arts and of unconventional academia. It was a place that was always small but had an influence that betrayed that, as it attracted so many influential thinkers and doers through the years.
Talk about the approach. What was unconventional about it? What was the theory behind the sort of education that went on at Black Mountain?
Well, it shifted its approach through the years, but one thing that we could say characterized Black Mountain College through most of its existence was a questioning of the usual way of doing things in higher education. And this led to all manner of experiments in teaching and in learning and writing and music and design. It spawned this great creativity.
So tell us about the FBI's interest in Black Mountain College.
Well, we've learned from previous releases that as early as the early 1940s, the FBI was shadowing the campus. In particular, they were suspicious of an anthropology professor, Paul Radin, who was a professed radical leftist. They suspected he was a communist. And the FBI went so far as to recruit an informant in Radin's class.
What did that informant, let's stick with that, because this is what we did know. We did know that Radin and some other professors were under FBI scrutiny. What'd they find out about Radin?
What they found out was that he was professedly a very strong early advocate for civil rights, for racial integration. And according to the informant, whose name we do not know, he did confess to being a Communist Party member.
That wasn't always hard to find either, because, of course, you could be a card-carrying member of the Communist Party back in those early days. But again, a bastion of anti-racism and anti-fascism, and you had a number of professors and visiting professors there who'd actually emigrated from Europe who were escaping fascism as well. And that was sort of part of the interest around the anti-fascism and anti-racism was a thing that the FBI worried about, right?
Absolutely. The college wasn't overtly political, but as you noted, many of the faculty did have their roots in anti-fascist activities and indeed had fled Europe for that reason.
All right. So what about this new revelation, the idea that the college itself was part of an investigation, an FBI investigation? What did you learn?
Well, in the mid-1950s, Black Mountain College was on the wane. It was having financial troubles and shedding students and faculty slowly. And at that point, the college turned to the GI Bill, that is federal support for its veteran students, to try to stay afloat financially. As it happened, a regional Veterans Administration official in Winston-Salem decided that there was something fishy about the school and alerted the FBI, which subsequently began what I believe was the final investigation of Black Mountain College.
It was an intensive investigation. I mean, they were up there all the time, apparently, from some of the documents and also some interviews we've heard since then. Tell us a little bit about how those investigations were conducted.
Well, quite often the FBI would just show up on campus, usually two agents in traditional G-man attire. We know that during this final investigation, they interrupted the work of Charles Olson, who was then the rector at the school very often. He spoke very bluntly about these visits, very disdainfully about them in letters to a colleague, Robert Creeley. I'll have to paraphrase what Olson said, but he described the intrusions of the effing FBI and how they effed up his days at the college.
There were, and again, some of this is based on some of what we've heard about these investigations is based on interviews with former students and former faculty. But apparently the students and faculty had some fun with the feds when they showed up on campus now and then, didn't they?
That's true, according to one former student, Dorothea Rockburn, who's still with us. She's a renowned painter. She was a student in the early 50s. And I'm going to read directly from what she said about the FBI. They showed up all the time, and they looked like something out of a grade B movie. They always had trench coats on, and you could spot them a mile away. And of course, we put on an act for them. One of our favorite tricks was to not have shoes on in the middle of the winter and to crunch out a cigarette butt with our bare feet. It confirmed their worst opinions, and we did not answer any of their questions.
So tell us about this. They're looking into possible abuse of GI loans. What did they find?
What they found was that this was indeed an unusual type of school where class might occur in the middle of the night and might occur in the middle of the day. The scheduling and the record keeping was not what you'd expect at most colleges. That said, as the FBI found students that summer in 1956 and interviewed them, they all testified to the fact that they were receiving a legitimate education and suspending sufficient time on their work to merit GI Bill support.
And this record keeping is important. Obviously, if you're receiving federal money or anybody's giving you money, they want some sense that you're doing what you say you're going to do. And so having class lists and other kinds of records to document your activities is one way they know that you're legitimate, right?
Right. And we can see from Black Mountain College's internal files, the school's records are on file in the state archives here in Asheville. And there are thick files there of correspondence between the school and the VA and between the school and the state Department of Public Instruction as they were constantly trying to hang on to their accreditation.
Tell us about Jonathan Williams. Who is he and about his relationship to this investigation?
Jonathan Williams was one of the latter-day leading lights of Black Mountain College. He was a student who became a prolific photographer and writer and publisher. And kept a home in Highlands, North Carolina, not far from here. He was also a veteran of the U.S. Army and consequently was receiving some GI Bill support. He is one of the students that we know were interviewed in this FBI investigation, not because he's named, or rather his name is excised from the documents, but there's enough corroborating detail in there to know that he was one of those interviewed. And he was very steadfast in his position that his education at Black Mountain College was legitimate.
In the end, it was a federal prosecutor who told the FBI, look, get off the case, right?
That's right. The regional federal DA decided that there were no prosecutable offenses going on at Black Mountain College, and consequently the VA and the FBI backed off.
Now, it's interesting because you say this is the waning days of Black Mountain College. The FBI claims that it, and I suppose at that time, was taking credit for, in its mind, expediting or accelerating the end of Black Mountain College. Is there any indication that the FBI investigation did accelerate the demise of Black Mountain College?
We know from Olson's letters that it was a great bother, and not strictly in a sense that it was an inconvenience, but he described it as feeling a shadow of the secret police. He described it as being real intimidation. He was worried it was threatening a Fulbright grant he was pursuing. He was worried it was going to affect his ability to travel outside the country. And so it was a serious stressor when the school was already facing a number of problems.
Well, we should talk about some of those problems, too. I mean, the fact is that this kind of open-ended education, a sort of inquiry approach, works very well in the classroom, not so much in the administration. You don't really want your college managed that way. And I think management is what most people agree was what ultimately did in Black Mountain College, or at least played a large part in the end of that college. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think it is fair to say, and it's worth noting that in years prior, the school administrators and funders hadn't always seen eye to eye. There was plenty of debate about the proper way to go about this type of unusual higher education, and there wasn't always a great consensus there, and that's probably part of why it was such a free-thinking, open place, but it might have played a hand in its demise.
All right. Any fallout from this investigation? A kind of takeaway message from your reporting, John?
Well, I think it's really important to put ourselves in the context. It's easy to look back on it and think, well, If they're not doing anything wrong, they have nothing to hide, what's the bother of the FBI showing up from time to time? Well, it turns out, we know from these records and other accounts, that, as I said, an FBI investigation could be quite intrusive. It could, in a manner of speaking, it could ruin your day, it could ruin your week. And the specter of having the FBI recruit informants in class is particularly troubling, I think, because of what we think of as pretty sacrosanct academic freedoms. And it's a dangerous road to go down from a civil liberties perspective to have federal agents and their informants in your classrooms.
Thanks for your reporting, John. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
John Elliston is an investigative reporter with the Carolina Public Press. You can find a link to John's article at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we're going to take a look at a new documentary theater project with local high school students on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.